Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you all for the applause as usual. God bless you. And I just want to welcome everybody to It's All About You radio show. You have myself, Tiffany Thompson, and Dennis Weston. And we are recording live. Yes, we are recording live. So I thank God for you all. Again, thank you for the applause. Amen. Amen. Well, again, it's myself, but we have a wonderful show on tonight. Tonight we have a powerful woman of God, a powerful sister in Christ, entrepreneur, businesswoman by the name of Yolanda Wallace. I know her. I know of her. I know of her walk, and I know of her life. And she is truly a blessing to the body of Christ. And so tonight I just want to also just give you a heads up of who we have coming on. I thank God for her. But I just want to thank you all for calling in and logging on to Western World One radio show. I really appreciate you all. I really appreciate your support throughout these last few months. You all have truly been awesome and truly been a blessing to my life. I just want to thank God for you all. I thank God for Dennis and his absence again, and all is well, Dennis. I love you. I thank God for you. So last week we had a quick show, just giving a brief description of who was coming on, what she was doing for the next few weeks. We're booking it up, so we just thank God for that type of favor. Amen. We thank God for that type of favor. I really, really do. It's a blessing. But I want to start off this show in prayer. We always want to put God first in all we do, and we want God to just really come in, touch the heart of the people, touch the heart of the listeners, and move like never before. Amen. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, for all that you're doing, all that you're about to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you. We honor you, Father. We honor you, Father, for who you are, God, because we know you as being King of Kings and Lord of Lords in our life, God. We know, God, that you are the Lord of hosts, the Lord that's mighty and strong in battle. And so, God, we thank you, God, for fighting every battle for us, Father, even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for moving in such a mighty way, Father. We pray, God, on tonight, Father, that you touch every listener, Father, that has listening in, that's called in, Father, and log on, God. Father, I even pray that you touch, Father, our guest speaker on tonight. Bless her, encourage her, build her up, and strengthen her, Father, for the task, for the assignment that's ahead of her, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you have your way on this show, have your way in our life. God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you all the praise for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do in Jesus' mighty name. And it is so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so we're about to go on live, and I want to introduce this woman of God by the name of Yolanda Wallace. She's an author, an awesome woman of God, entrepreneur, a mother, a wife, a friend. And I just want you all to help me welcome Yolanda Wallace to the show. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
And God bless
Amen.
You.
Bless
God
you.
Bless
you, Tiffany. God bless you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. I am honored. It's a privilege. I'm walking in grace. I'm walking in mercy. And it's just such an honor. I thank you. I thank you for allowing God to touch your heart, to allow me to come on to share about his goodness and his grace and his mercy. And thank you all so much. And thank you for having me here, Tiffany. Thank you so much.
Amen.
I am honored.
Amen. It's the Lord's will. Amen. It's his will. Amen.
Amen.
It's your time. It's your time and it's your season. Amen. So the only thing I can say is just walk in it, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor and all the praises. Amen. So I want you to give us a foundation of who Yolanda Wallace is. Give the people. I gave my brief description of who you are, you know, but I want you to give the people, the listeners, let them know who you are.
Amen. I want to say I thank God. I'm Yolanda Jackson Wallace. Jackson is my maiden name. I became Wallace May 19, 2011. So I'm honored, and it's a privilege that I waited on God to become Wallace. So let me just first say that. But Yolanda is God's vessel, and I could say that with grace, and I can say that because we're living in his mercy, and I'm honored to even be here because I shouldn't have been here. Yolanda is blessed through Christ for allowing me to even get to see this day and to be on here to say what I am saying to Tiffany and to the listeners of It's All About You Radio Ministries. So I am honored. But I want to say that God has delivered me and kept me for such a time as this. He delivered me from using heroin over 15, 16 years ago. He gave me the name Life Experiences Ministries, 2003 of August 6th. And I was laying across the bed, and he spoke to me. He said, Life Experiences Ministries, Recreational Center. I said, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm grateful. And I jumped up, and I ran and told my children. I was so excited about it. I was telling their dad and the whole household from what he wanted me to do. They, okay, whatever. And but now that I see it have came to pass, it have came to pass over 10 years, August 6, 2003. I have done many outreaches, parks, churches, spoke all, you know, across Chicago, I should say, Memphis, Tennessee, I have spoken. And he allowed me to touch lives of many for at this time. And I'm honored, and I can truly say that because it's nothing but his grace, and it is nothing but his mercy that has kept me to share what I can share today. And that's all I can say. You know, who Yolanda, who God has put his hand and touched Yolanda, I never would have thought me. I was criticized, I was ridiculed, I was talked about, I was lied on, I was this, that, and other. But God's mercy and his grace that I am living in today, and it's just boiling in my spirit, his mercy and his grace. Amen. And it's nothing but his grace and his mercy. It's not about me. It is not about the ministry that he has given me, but it's about Christ that's working through me and the ministry he has given me. It's all about him, and it's not about me. And when I can get an opportunity to speak before the people of God, and I ask God, what do you want me to give the people? Remove me and you take over, because it is not about me, but it's all about him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, let the people know about Life and Spirit Ministries. What kind of, let them know the resources that Life Experiences Ministry, the foundation of it, and what Life is, what does it mean to you? What's the revelation of the ministry and the purpose of the ministry?
The purpose of Life Experiences Ministries is for youth and teens. We are here to renew the mind of our youth and teens. And God has blessed us to reach so many. And the beginning of my walk with Christ, my great-grandmother, I'm just going to go back a little bit. She started always telling me, baby, God going to use you. And she always told me, amen. I didn't hear you, Sister Tiffany. Say that again.
I said, just go ahead and flow. Let the Lord use you.
Amen. Amen. I'm just going back just a little bit. My great-grandmother, her name was Christine Singleton, and she used to always say, God is going to use you. And she used to always say, I want you to come to Mississippi, baby, and I want you to speak. I said, Mother, I don't know nothing about speaking. What is that all about? Because I was in the world. But I said that to say I'm grateful for her prayers, that God has touched my life, and he has made it so that he has opened me up. My life don't belong to me no more. My life is not a secret anymore. The things that I thought should have been hidden and should have been kept, he has made it abroad. He has spread it abroad. And I'm grateful at this point that Life Experiences Ministries has came in August the 6th of 2003. It's for youth. It's for teens. It's to renew their mind through the Word of God. It's to allow them to see, young lady, you can be beautiful with beautiful clothes on. You don't have to have your cleavage out. You don't have to have your coochie cutters on to make a man notice you. If he's going to notice you, he's going to notice your heart. He's going to look through your eyes, and he can see to the depths of your soul. So with your cleavage hanging out, your coochie cutters, your fishnet stockings, you know, you don't have to be beautiful to put that on, because he's going to see through the eyes of your soul. And for our gentlemen, we got for the teens of the gentlemen, is to teach them how to keep their pants up. You don't have to have your pants sagging. You don't have to, you know, have a cigarette in your mouth to be cool. Because if she's going to like you, she's going to like you for you. That's as well as to look in your eyes to see your soul. And also, the resources of Life Experiences Ministries, what we have to offer, we have poetry classes, we have leadership classes, we have cooking classes. God just blessed me to allow that to take forth. Me and my mom have gotten together. We've been catering. God has tremendously blessed us. We got together last week. We had a huge order. The Lord put it on my heart. Now you're going to teach them how to cook. Not only to just cook, but cook healthy. We specialize in fish, chicken, turkey, and it's to the people's choice. If they choose pork, we won't deny it, because that's what they choose to eat. But our specialty is fish, chicken, and turkey. And we also have, God just blessed me to sign up for our facility to be a work site. So we are honored, and I'm blessed through God by that. So we hoping that will go through. It's with the city of Chicago. And we got a little more paint to go. Our grand opening, may I add. we just got the facility, And we our grand opening will be in May. We're looking forward to the 24th, I believe. But you can keep in touch with us or Ms. Thompson through It's All About You Ministries, and I will give her information on that to forward to the people. And it's not only just, you know, the people of God. It's to the unsaved as well. It's to the unsaved as well. And we want to minister to the lost, to the saved and the lost. And most importantly, Life Experiences Ministries, it's love. It's love. It's the love of God. It is the love of God. And we just love on them, and we nurture them young people, and we can bring them right back to life. And Philippians 4:13, that's our theme. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. I'm not talking about some things. I'm talking about all things. And it's an honor. It's such a blessing. I have my co-workers, may I add this,
mm-hmm.
They are former football players at the new job that I'm at. I'm at a new school. And I see every day, I say, God, I see why you got me here. I went back to work, and I was transferred to a new school. And I said, Lord Jesus, I'm way up here. And I began to think, I said, God, wait a minute, I did speak this in my house. Not only that I'm way up there, I'm at a new school, I'm around grant writers. It's something that I need. I said, God, you is awesome. I'm around former football players. And my coworker, the order that we had to cater all this food to on last week, he's my coworker, a former football player. I forgot, I think it was the Giants he played for. And I was so honored. I mean, it's such a privilege that how God will take you and will place you in what you need at that moment. And I'm honored. That's why when we say, God, send me our goal. It may be places we don't want to go. Like I'm saying, God, I'm way up here. I'm 4251 on Sherman. I say, God, I want to get closer back home. He said, but I got to get you what you need. I got to get you what you need. And the Bible says that a good man's steps are order of the Lord. Now, and when I heard that, I said, God, you were so awesome. And he looked like, as he looked down at me like, yeah, I know. I got to get you what you need. Your flesh don't want to go way up here, but this is what you need. And I was so blessed by that. And we also going to be offering music. Another one of my coworkers, she's a music teacher. She came and looked at the place. I'm talking about God has really just orchestrated and gave us divine connection with the things that is needed for Life Experiences Ministries to reach our youth and our teens, because it is so much needed. They've fallen by the wayside every second, every minute, every hour, and they need us. They need us. The most important thing about Life Experiences Ministries is love. I'm going to move out the way. I don't know if you got to pay some bills, Sister Tiffany, or I'm going to stand on the side a little bit because I didn't get excited. I feel my help coming on. God is good.
That's what we're looking for, the help. That's what we want to run this show, the help.
Amen.
That's what we want.
Amen.
Give me more. And
amen.
I just tell anybody that's listening, if you have any questions, a statement, a remark, any encouraging words, feel free to press the 1 button and we can bring you right on to the show. If you have any words or questions for this woman of God, she already just poured out her heart, basically giving you a foundation of who she is and where she come from. And basically, she come from the street. She's a woman of God, powerful woman of prayer, but she come from the street. She just told you, I've been delivered from drugs. I've been delivered from the street, alcohol, everything that she's talking about. That her center is bringing is what she's been delivered from. So you want information from somebody that already, God has already anointed for this task. She's already overcome that. She's already, so he has a mantle on her life for this already. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So continue on, Sister Yolanda.
Amen. And I wanna go back a little bit. God has prepared me to this message. And as I was preparing today, and I asked him, I said, well, God, what do you want me to give? Because I don't want it to be me. I want it to be you. And he, yeah. I say, Lord, you have your way. He say, give them you. I say, amen, God, I thank you. Because my life is no secret no more. It's no secret. I lost two brothers, Kookie and Pookie. Yeah. I was told, I gave them their nicknames. I was at the age of 4. I say, God, I thank you. And he gave me Colossians 3:1. I was reading in the King James Bible. He said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God as a child, age 4, speaking out of my spirit, lets me know that I have been risen with Christ. Now I have set my mind on things above. And I was so grateful. Not knowing Pookie and Kookie, he gave me that in 2006. It's a clothing line. My two deceased brothers, their nickname. I gave them their nicknames at the age of 4. I'm like, God, you always had your hand on me. You've always kept me. You've always carried me. And I'm grateful. Even in the midst of my madness, when I was out here using drugs, fornicating, and just being totally absent from God, you know, and I'm grateful because I could have had AIDS, I could have had HIV, you know, in the sleeping around, in and out of the bed, you know, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. It didn't come nigh thee. Yeah. And that's the word. It didn't come nigh thee. And I'm just grateful. God, I thank you. I thank you. It didn't come nigh thee. Jesus. And even in the midst of snoring the hair on in my nose, I didn't OD. You know, I mean, walking up and down the street, crying, didn't know God. And my great-grandmama, she would always come to Chicago from Mississippi. I can understand why she would always sleep in my room. And I remember one time she was on her face before God. I had the heroin on a Newport box. I was smoking Newports. Had to try to slid my drawers from under the bed. She was down on her face calling my name. I said, Jesus. And I said, Lord, who is this she talking to? And I felt it, and I picked up the cigarette card, trying to hide it up under my shirt, and stepped over her, still with the dance with Satan. But she was still calling my name and just calling my name. I'm talking about my great-grandmama, my grandmother's mother.
Yeah,
my
amen.
Grandmother's mother.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to ask you this question. I want you to give some encouraging words or let us know how you broke through. You know, I know everybody breakthrough different. Everybody's delivering is different. But it may be somebody on the line that has so many witty inventions and ideas and businesses that's on their spirit, and they just really they need a breakthrough. They're fighting for deliverance, and that's probably one of the biggest hindrances. You know.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. I would say the Bible says, I believe that's it's in Matthew. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of his righteousness shall be added unto thee. Just seek the face of God. Seek the face of God. Even if you don't know if it's God speaking to you, ask him for clarity. God, is this you? And he will direct your steps. Because the Bible says that a good man's steps are ordered of the Lord. And when I truly believe when you begin to seek his face, everything else is going to be added. when you seek his face. He began to introduce me to people. I was at churches. When I started my poetry, I was around the right people at the right time. That's why he say, a good man's steps are ordered of the Lord. Allow God to order your steps. He allowed people to come into my life, even when I didn't even know that they was coming into my life to help me with this invention. I went to conferences at my church. I surrounded myself around these people that were doing what I wanted to do. And I began to plant my feet there, and I didn't move. I started when I was at Pastor Miller, and I saw a woman of God. I'll never forget. She was a choir member at Johnny Miller's church, I believe. Tonette, thank you, Holy Spirit. That's her name. And I began to walk out the church, and the Spirit led me back in, and I stood there and I watched her. And I say, God, I want some of that right there. Now, remind you, I was a babe in Christ, but God showed me her heart. He showed me the realness in her. I say, that's what I want. I want to be real. Yeah. And he began to allow these people to come into my life. And at the time, I didn't understand it, but now I see today through his grace and his mercy. And amen.
You got two calls on hold, ready to speak with you, okay? We're going to start with one first, okay? God bless you.
Amen.
Hold on. Okay. Hello, can we have your name? Last four digits, 1156. Hello? I don't know if they meant to push the one button.
Okay, amen.
Amen. Let me put them back on hold then. Okay, let me see. Okay, hello, can I have your name? Last four
hello,
digits, 66. Yes.
Hi, this is Margaret. How are you?
Hey, Margaret, how are you? God bless you. Thank God for you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I need that, and God bless you too. I just tuned into the show, so I'm not sure what the show is about this evening, but I would like to listen and speak if you guys would let me.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, well, tonight we have a awesome woman of God on the show by the name of Yolanda Wallace, a powerful woman of prayer. She's an entrepreneur businesswoman. She has a ministry called Life Experiences Ministry, and she just gave us a breakdown of her breakthrough and from where she's come from and where God is, where she's at now. Which she's come been delivered from drugs and from the street, and she's still headed on to doing the things that God has called her to do. Do you have any questions for her, a statement or?
First off, I want to say that God is good. I am very proud that she has overcame her trials and tribulations to get her where she is today. And I know that it's only possible with God being the head of your life.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. So what kind of business do you have?
We
have a recreational center for youth and teens. It's Life Experiences Ministries. I wear a lot of hats, but I just want to say it's Yolanda. It's Yolanda. But it is God working through Yolanda. And it's a rec center for the youth. It's after school programming. And also, I forgot, we're going to have computers there for the youth to come in. They can get on the computers. Also, we're going to have uniform shirts for them with the name of the ministry on it. We would really appreciate if the people would purchase the T-shirts for the youth to, you know, once they get in and register into the center, we definitely going to prefer uniforms because we want to make sure we got everybody, kids that's there, that's supposed to be there. We don't want nobody to get away. We don't want nobody accidentally say, well, the wrong parent may have got this person kid or this person kids. I'm saying that for a joke. Amen. But we would prefer them to purchase the T-shirts because it's definitely going to be uniform. It's going to be similar to like a school, and also I believe in God for Life Experiences Ministry School as well. So, and we're starting off with, amen, I didn't hear you say that.
Where are you guys located?
We're 3507 West Chicago Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and it's on the west side of Chicago.
Because it sounds like a pretty good program, and it is something that a whole lot of our youth need to realize that it is something more out here than the stuff that they are experiencing and seeing on television. So the program that you do have is really nice.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. And I live on the south side of Chicago, but I was just explaining to this guy in my neighborhood that's running for alderman. Now, like, if you're not doing anything for the youth that's in this neighborhood, then you really serve no purpose because they are clearly our future. But so many people get lost in their everyday struggles to where they forget about the little people.
Amen.
But you are doing a wonderful job, and I hope everything works out for you.
Thank you so much. Amen. And may I add, that's true. It you know, they really need us because it's nothing but our babies killing our babies. Our babies killing these grown people. And I'm going to say this. I don't like to give the enemy so much credit, but I believe it's in Ephesians. Where it talks about the spirit that hovers over the air, for the children, and it's a spirit. It's a spirit because we know that we are living in the last and evil days. We know that. We can act like we don't, but we are. And Satan is trying to take as many back as he can. You understand what I'm saying? And our young people, they are our future. They are the next lawyers, doctors, ministers, preachers, teachers, evangelists, prophetess, prophets. You know, I can go on because it is much so needed. And the key thing is, this is the key, love.
Yes,
right.
They're looking for it in all the wrong places. Attention.
Mm-hmm.
Attention is dry love. My friend, if I have time to share this testimony, I was talking to her the other night. She called me, and she was so concerned about her daughter. Now her daughter is 12, and she called me. I was so grateful. When I say I was so grateful that God allowed her, God, I thank you, to pick up the phone and call me, little old me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Londa, I'm terrified because my baby, she's 12, and he's 35. And her dad is doing what he's doing, and he kind of blocked them out. You understand what I'm saying? Because she's so caught up. And I told her, you know, right now, just pray for their dad. Focus on your babies. Focus on your babies. Because he's going to tell her he loves her. He's going to hit that button.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to hit that button, and he's going to loop her in, and that's when he's going to strip her. And see, that's what Satan wants. And I told her, I say, listen, let me say this to you. That's where I got sidetracked with my sons. I got four sons. I'm a mother of four. 27, 22, 21, and 20. I said, and that's where I got sidetracked, because I was trying to get their dad to be a dad. You understand what I'm saying? I was trying to get their dad to be their dad.
Yes.
I don't want to keep the other listeners on hold, but we got some other callers that has pressed the button, and we only have 25 minutes left. Margaret, I want you to stay with us. Don't you go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
I love you, but let me get the next call for her, okay? I don't want to cheat anybody, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Thank
you. You're welcome. Bless you.
Okay, hello. Hello, four digits. Hi. How are you?
What's the topic of today? I'm blessed. What's the topic?
Okay. I have on the line we're doing an interview with Yolanda Wallace. She's an entrepreneur. She's an author of Strong Black Woman. She has a ministry called Life Experience Ministries, which caters to youth and saved and unsaved. And she was sharing her testimony on how God delivered her and where God has brought her from and where she's at today and where God is taking her, but also sharing revelation on what's going on in our city with our youth.
Wow.
And God bless
that's
you.
That's a great topic.
Yes.
Amen.
Dr. Emma, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Hello, can you hear
Am
me?
Am I on? Yes, I can hear you now. That's a great
okay.
topic, and we have to say prayer for our youth.
Amen.
Because they're being misled.
Amen.
By everything around them and what they see on TV, what they hear in the home, and some they're single parents, and I don't knock that because I'm a single mother. But a lot of times it's our environment.
Amen.
That we're in.
Amen.
And we're to pray mightily for our youth because that's our next generation that's coming up.
Amen, amen.
And I commend you on the work that you're doing with our youth because
amen, thank you.
That's a hard area to break into
my,
because
my.
Of the pull of the enemy
yes,
over their lives.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? What's going to draw our enemy? Because the Bible said, with loving kindness will I draw them.
Ooh, yes, yes,
and
yes.
Drawing them by example, not religion,
amen.
But example.
Amen. Amen.
Not
amen.
Religion, because
yes.
religion will kill you.
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
But loving kindness will draw you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's just what we was talking about, my sister. We was just having that discussion. Because life experiences mm-hmm. ministry, the topic, the key thing, you asked what was the topic of the show. I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, God, what do you want me to give to the people? He said, give them you. And see,
okay.
I represent Christ, and Christ is love, amen?
Amen.
And if I represent Christ, and if I got Christ in me, then guess what? I got to walk in love. I may not have
well,
to like
so.
Your ways or what you said or what you did, but guess what? I got to love you.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta love you. I gotta love you.
It's
the key, you're OG. The key thing is love.
Yeah.
That's the key.
It is. It
and
is.
And you love
it's
it. It's easy for us to love when it feel good and it look good, but can you love the unlovable?
Come on.
Can you
that's
love the ugly? Now, see, that's it right there. But, see, he using me at this season, at this time, and this purpose. And I could say this, my God, my God, my God. Woo! Because I'm nothing but love.
Well, even our love is
challenged. Amen.
Even the love is challenged at different points. You know,
yes,
our love walk is challenged at different
yes,
points.
It is. Yes,
but
it
it's
is.
The hope of glory in us that keeps us going.
Amen.
That keeps us knowing, that keeps us
Christ.
Believing, that keeps us on the firing line.
Amen.
When everything
and
in us
Christ.
Tells us to retreat. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
His love abounds in us.
The love of Christ. The love of Christ. Woo, Jesus. Amen. Even when you want to snatch your wig off. But I can't because I got the love of Christ. Mm-hmm. Even when I want to put stand flat foot and want to put my finger in your face and tell you a piece of my mind, no, it's the love. You just said it. The key word is love. Love and kindness mm-hmm. have I drawn thee. Can you do that today? Can you do
That's
that?
It. Well, not without help, I can't.
Come on.
The help of God is a motivating factor in everything.
Amen.
Even in our
That's
love
it.
Walk. Because if we're
Amen.
Not with him, we're not able to do it.
That's
but
it.
With him, he
That's
says
it.
All things are possible to them that believe. And then to them
That's
that
it.
Are called, he said, according to my purpose. So
yes,
if
yes.
we're to walk in love with those that we can't stand,
mm-hmm.
there has to be a call and there has to be a purpose.
That's
and
it.
Everything
and
is for his glory.
Amen. Amen. He said it in his word. Romans 8 and 28, that's my favorite. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. He said all mm-hmm. things work together for the good of them that love him, that love him. You can be faced with a challenge, what we just talked about. I could stand flat foot in her face and want to cuss her out and point my finger, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It just happened to me just the other day. We in the store, and the woman, she got, we had our buggy, the lady begged for us. She said, you all can step over. I step over. I twist my buggy and step over. The woman stopped and looked at us. I say, excuse me. She stood there. I say, excuse me. And she looked me from feet up to here, up and down. And I politely just went on and got in front of my buggy, picked up my things, and started, let the lady check us out. I said, Satan, you a lie. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. But I still got to love her, and I smile. I say, bless you. Bless you. And then she turned around. She cussed the gentleman out behind her. I said, Lord, help the people. Help the people. But see, hadn't I would have wanted to cuss her out or, you know, deny my love, walk in Christ? I could have easily done that. My flesh could have rose up. But I'm so grateful today that I'm walking in mercy and grace. Do you know my flesh didn't rise?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I say, listen, my sister, listen. You didn't be for no one minute. My flesh didn't rise.
We got two more callers mm-hmm. that pushed. Got some more callers that
Go
push
ahead.
One. They, okay.
God bless. God bless.
You too.
Okay. Love you, I'll Dr. Emma.
Listening. Love you.
God bless
I'll
you, my
listening.
Love. Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hey, man, can I have your name? Hold on. Okay. Hello? Hello, can I have your name? Okay,
Robert
yes,
Hightower.
I can.
Robert Hightower.
Hi, Robert Hightower. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for your support.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I deal with the target group you guys are discussing tonight on a daily basis. We're in the schools trying to help kids get the post-secondary institutions to further their education. And I'll be 52 years old in August, so I've seen the generational change. And when you guys say love is what's needed, I have to agree with you.
Amen.
It's not necessarily religion or something you do on consistently on a regular basis, a ritual, but just love and you demonstrate it. But
hello.
A lot of times these young people go to games because the games give them structure.
My God.
Unfortunately, they're considered family there.
Amen.
And the gangs are kind, in a way, filling a void in that young person's life.
Yes, yes, yes.
So,
yes,
and they have more respect for gang. They have more respect for gang members than sometimes their own brothers and sisters or parents.
Yes, yes, and you know why?
They're complicated. It's just about showing care at an early age and following through and being consistent. And I know a lot of parents are younger now, but, you know, back in Mississippi, in the 40s and 50s, they were having babies when they were 14. But they had core values.
That's right.
And the respect that was passed on from generation to generation. So there's a loss of respect. And they haven't seen that pattern, that tradition, over a decade to decade. It's like you're starting over every generation. So they don't have that legacy. So they have a little history in their head. That's possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and unfortunately, this is with young ladies now. Have you got on the bus with young ladies recently? High school ladies, young ladies, they be cussing and talking about all kind of private parts and boyfriends and their elderly women on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
I have seen it.
Yeah. They don't care.
Right. Because like you said,
I'll be 52 in August. I'm still embarrassed of a senior here and he say a cuss word. I apologize.
Wow.
I said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. Hopefully, I'm sorry. My bad.
Right. Amen. I was a cussing little sailor, too. God delivered me. I had a filthy mouth. And when I got saved and God delivered my mouth, a lot of my family members, they was like, wow, whoa. And, you know, my kids, they look at me, you know, strange, still to this day. And I've been saved over 15 years now. But it's a blessing. And even adults come in my presence. And just like now, I'm with family members. I say, y'all, excuse me because I have to do this blog talk. And they're having a good time. And one of the friends of the family, explaining themselves. I said, God, I thank you. And I told her, I said, you know what? I appreciate that and I thank you. It's let me know that my light is there. But Satan will have me thinking that it's not. And I told him, I said, I'm so grateful. I said, but God gonna change you all too. God gonna change you. I done belittle them. I didn't talk about them. I didn't put them down. I say, enjoy yourself.
And I appreciate that when you say God's going to change you.
That's being
faithful, but at the same time, you know, I'm not the most religious person in the world. Trust me. But
I think there are
things that we can do without waiting on God.
Amen. That's it. Because, see, I wanted that thing. I wanted it. I said, God, I want to stop cussing. I want to stop out here sleeping around and disrespecting and, you know, disrespecting you before I even became a wife and a mother. But disrespecting
you right now. You can tell your kids that right now. But I'm talking about going from the cradle. No, actually, it's not in the cradle anymore. It's from the womb. You can talk to your baby mm-hmm. when they're in the womb.
Hallelujah.
And you can teach them how to treat you and treat others. That's when your word means something. When they can go back for 20 years and they only 20, they can say, oh, no, I can't do it in front of my mama because they know.
Amen.
They know.
Amen.
You know, back in the day, your big mama will hurt you. She will actually hurt you. And you're afraid to disappoint her or get her rest. So I'm just saying, you know, I'm just trying to keep it simple. You know, I don't know the Bible as well as you guys do. I'm just saying we need to go back to the basics. We can't wait on
That's
God.
It.
We can't just
That's
say
it.
God's going to deliver us. God's going to do it.
I mean,
you got to go back
to the basics. Do something about it.
If you stand in the middle of the expressway, I'm driving myself right now. And you're going to say, God's going to save me? No, you about to get hitched. You better move.
That's common sense. Amen.
Amen.
That's common sense, right?
Amen.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much for calling in. Amen. We got another caller on hold. God bless you. Stay with us. Stay with us.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you for agreeing with us. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and speak. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Connie Harris.
God bless you, Connie. How you doing?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Go right ahead. You got any a question, a statement, or anything
I
for
do.
The listener?
I have a question for the speaker.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I want to tap into her entrepreneurness. I have a 501c3 by the name of A Caring Hand Foundation for Pregnant Teens. We focus on pregnant teens. Our mission is to provide them with a safe and supportive environment and provide them with all the tools necessary to develop into productive adults. But my heart is to open up a transitional home for the teen mothers that's facing homelessness if they decide to keep their child, because that's my story. My mother gave me an alternative. Either you have an abortion or you get out. So I chose to leave home. So I was a very young mother, and I was homeless. So my question to you is, how do I research funding for starting a transitional home? Or are there grants available for that?
Yes, it is. I could give you some information. I could pass it along to Sister Tiffany, and she can get it to you. Or I don't know how she would do it, but I can give it to you. I want to respect her show because it's her show. I can pass it to you, and I could give you some links to some grants and so forth. God just blessed me with my coworker. She's actually my grant writer, and she the one filled me a whole lot of grants, and I can forward them to you. But I can forward them to Sister Tiffany because it's her show. I want to respect.
Okay.
One thing I've learned, order. God, I thank you.
Absolutely.
One thing I learned, order. I learned order. I learned that. And even when in the midst of me doing this, I say, God, you got to prepare me and show me. Because I don't want, one thing I've also learned, I take everything to God in prayer. I don't jump and do nothing no more. I used to, but I don't do that no more. I don't do that. And another thing I've learned, order. God is a God of decency and in order. I could pass it to her, and she could pass it to you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very
Amen.
Much.
Amen. I'll give it to her for you. I sure will. That's with no problem. I can give it to you as soon as tomorrow. That's the type of person I am. I'll get it to you tomorrow. I'll give it to her.
Okay. That would be very much appreciated.
And thank you so much.
Mr. Tiffany, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm loving this show. I'm loving the questions. I'm loving all the concern. I'm loving the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see and what I think, even Connie will be coming to the show real soon. To share caring hands with the world, because we know there's a lot of pregnant teens out here. But before Yolanda Wallace leaves the show tonight, she has to give everybody her website, her phone number, address, whatever information that's needed, so that all of us could come together, because it takes
Amen.
A village. When it's all said and done, we can go back and forth on what, you know, what this person thinks, that person thinks, but it takes a village. And I believe Mr. Robert Hightower really came on here and really described it. He didn't describe it in the ministry way, in the way that we're talking, but he described it in the way that we know back in the day, if you left your front porch and you wasn't supposed to leave that porch, it was okay for the next door neighbor to say something to your child. Nowadays, nobody can say anything to anybody's child. It's a problem. Now the parents outside fighting parents because this my child. Don't nobody tell me this. Can't nobody tell me that. You know what I'm saying? So
Amen.
I thank God
Amen.
for the conversation and for what he's planning in you guys to do, because you truly have to be anointed and appointed by God to help deliver and raise even one child. Let alone you talking about a city we trying to save, a city, a nation. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it. Amen.
So stay Amen. With us, Connie, because she's going to give her information. We all are
okay.
on Facebook, social network. Connie's on my page. Majority of everybody that's calling is on my page. So you can connect, network, fellowship. and see what who got what resources that you need for your sin and who got what resources that she need for hers. We don't know who
Amen.
Has what. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to get the Amen. Next caller. I love you, Polly. Stay with us, okay?
Okay.
Amen. Okay. Thank you.
Amen. Go right ahead. I'm sorry for putting you on hold so long, but and I'm sorry you only have 2 minutes. I do apologize.
I can go with 2 minutes. This is Lencia. How you doing? Lencia Marshall.
God bless you, Lencia.
God bless you guys. I just wanted to piggyback really fast off of what the gentleman said. I agree with everything he said. People look at me crazy because my children say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes or no, sir. And they're like, you know, kids still say that? You better believe that they'll say it in my house. They do. And if
yeah.
they don't, then we have a problem. And, you know, and adults will say, oh, well, they don't have to say that. And, you know, they, you know, like if even if someone's in their 20s, you know, you call them miss or mister. Oh, no, 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 they don't have to do that. Yes, they do, because if they get comfortable with not doing it to you, then they're going to get comfortable with it when someone's 40, 50 years old and be disrespectful. And I thank God for, you know, the way I grew up, because I'm 33 years old, and there's nothing that my mother and my father can say or do that would ever make me curse in front of them. I don't curse, first of all, but never, never in any argument or anything, and my mother and I have had a rocky relationship, and I have never cursed her. Never. And I never will, because, I mean, one, even at grown with four children and married, I'm afraid that she might go get a pistol and shoot me. You know, my mama is from the South. My mama was raised in the country. She's not playing that. Like, you know, she can't get catch me. She might have to catch me a different way. But I think that, you know, parents have to go outside of the box and not get comfortable with their children doing and saying certain things, and it'll pull the kids back in. Pull them way back in. And, you know, like he was saying, it starts from the womb. It's never too late. It's never too late to pull your kids back, because that is something that's so important. I hate to hear kids just being disrespectful for no reason. You're just walking down the street cursing, talking to one another for no reason. And, you know, like, that's disgusting to me. And I'm like, well, if you're doing it in everyday conversation with your friends, to me, I feel like you got to be doing this at home. So, you know, like, as a parent, we have to set the example as well. You know, you can't walk around your house cussing all day, every day, and then telling your kids not to. Because, they'll tell on you real quick when they open their mouth. So, that was my two cents. That was my two cents.
Okay, and you did great, Lencia. You did well. I expect you all to, again, hook up on Facebook, because Lencia has a business also. And majority of the people that honestly that I'm connected with, and I thank God for this type of favor, these are people with vision, people that's building ministries, building communities, people that have their own businesses, people that have resources. So stay tuned, stay connected, because most definitely she'll be coming on the show one day soon as well. I want to get this next caller because we have 2 minutes left. Amen. Stay with us, Lencia. I love you.
Love you, too.
Hello?
Hi, Jeff. What's going on?
God bless you. God bless you, Tina.
All right. Hey, Jeff, I need that information from Yolanda about the business.
Okay. Okay. Yolanda, take these two.
I'm in agreement, but, you know, it does take a village to raise the kids, but we as true believers, like it's being said, give a sacrifice.
Got 30 seconds, Tina.
Sometimes we got to have a sacrificial fast and pray for our children more so than the norm.
Yes. Amen. I agree. Yolanda, take these few minutes. And give your website information, telephone number, address, whatever is needed. And if you have enough time, say a small prayer and close us out of here. I thank God for you all tuning in to It's All About You radio show with Tiffany Thompson and Dennis Weston Live. I love you. Go right ahead, Yolanda.
You can also reach us at 773 408-7015. That's my cell phone number, my direct number. And also you can go on our website. It's www.lifesexperiences.org. Also, you can email me, YolandaWallace44@yahoo.com. And the center address is 3507 West Chicago Avenue, C-H-I-C-A-G-O, which is Avenue. The zip code there is 60612. Hello?
Amen. Amen. Say the quick prayer and get us out of here.
Amen. Amen.
Close us out.
Father God, we just come to... You want me to pray now?
Yes. It's going to cut off.
Okay. Father God, we just come to say thank you. We thank you for your blessing that you have bestowed upon your people. We thank you for me as well, Lord God. I thank you for Sister Tiffany in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just bless you. We bless the listeners. In your son Jesus' name, I ask that you will continue to pour out your spirit upon all of our flesh, dear Lord. We thank you for this hour that we have come before you to give you honor, praise, and glory. We thank you for your mercy and your grace in the mighty name of Jesus. And let us all say together, amen, and bless the Lord.